You're listening to SBS News.
Spring is a historically busy time for the property market, and as the Reserve Bank of Australia mulls over an interest rate change this week, prospective buyers and sellers could have to adjust their expectations. Eliza Owen is the head of research at Cotality. Hello, Eliza. How does spring 2025 compare to previous years?
So normally this time of year, you would see a slightly higher level of listings on the market than what we're seeing now. Fresh listings added would be about 44,000. Instead, we've seen about 43,000 added to the market over the past few weeks. Now, that's just the new listings that are being added. In terms of overall stock that is sitting on the market, that's really low. We've got about 129,000 properties across Australia for sale, and that's 18% below the historic average for this time of year. So it sort of tells a picture of sellers coming to market, they're seeing the market heat up, but there are just more buyers than there are people listing their property, and that depletes total stock, creates a sense of urgency, and leads to the situation we have now where property values are rising.
So looking historically then, why is spring often a popular time for people to consider selling a property and maybe looking to buy a new one?
So spring seasonally usually sees an uplift of new listings coming to market. And even though we haven't seen as many properties added to the market this time than we have in previous years, we're still seeing that seasonal bump. I think it comes down to the kind of climate. You know, properties often look their best in the springtime when you've got gardens in full bloom. And funnily enough, some of the biggest seasonality that we see are in markets that tend to be a lot cooler and slower during the winter months. So areas like Melbourne, Canberra, and parts of Tasmania show a lot of seasonality.
And your data also looks at sales volume. Can you just walk me through what some of the numbers have been?
So listings are basically the advertisements of properties, and it speaks to the amount of stock that is supplied to market at any one time. Over the past 3 months, we've seen about 125,000 properties added to the market for sale. But it's not as high as the volume of sales that are coming through. So we've seen about 140,000 purchases relative to 125,000 properties added to the market for sale. That means that the level of supply isn't keeping up with demand, and it reflects the sense of urgency and rising values that we see across Australia's housing market.
Property prices have been in the forefront recently, as we've seen, you know, a number of RBA rate cuts. How could a rate decision potentially affect these seasonal trends and this sense of urgency we're seeing?
The market has been very responsive to the three reductions in the official cash rate that we've seen so far this year. The reason for that, essentially, is that it's making debt cheaper. The cheaper debt is, the more it's demanded, and the more that that debt is flowing through to property prices. So generally, lower interest rates lead to a faster increase in property prices. As it is for the November meeting, we've pretty much ruled out another rate cut, and that's because inflation is higher than expected. Cutting rates would only add fuel to the fire of that reinflation that was observed in the September quarter. So what you'll probably find is that growth in market values might even start to slow down a little bit towards the end of this year because interest rates are expected to be kept on hold.
The banks are predicting we won't have a rate cut until February or even May for next year. Looking ahead to the summer quarter for people who might be, you know, planning to list, hoping to sell in those months, do you think there'll be a lasting impact as we look further ahead?
Yeah, I think even as we come into summer, the market is going to cool. And that's just because you'll be coming off the seasonal spring activity where you usually get a bump in sales and listings. But because of a hold in the cash rate through November, that will probably help to take a little bit of pressure off demand as well. Having said that, if we do get further rate cuts in 2026, that could kick off the growth cycle again.
And looking at the growth rate, what's happening there?
There was a real pickup in the pace of growth through October. So if you look at the growth rate so far through 2025, it's been under 1%, got up to 1.1% nationally in October. There's a lot of factors at play, including low interest rates, relatively low levels of supply, but it's also, of course, coincided with the expansion of the 5% deposit scheme, which has probably added to demand in the market through the month as well.